Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky all review Charles Smith's Boom Boom Syrah. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Apparently, folks, I brought an old carpet along.
Yes.
Maybe we could have a magic carpet ride.
You remember the song?
Nobody remembers that song.
Oh my gosh, this was such a big song in my high school.
Triple B is on the show tonight, by the way, folks, playing the role of Steve. She's finding songs on her phone and playing them for you over the mic, just like Steve would do. Yeah. Isn't that true?
Yes.
I mean, that is, my gosh.
I told you I felt like Steve.
Ooh. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Aren't there pills for that?
I feel like Steve.
They don't
mean you're, I wish I had Steve's pills.
You mean your liver is failing? Is that what
no,
it is?
No, I wish I had his...
You've got a bad back in
gummy
your liver.
Pills.
Oh, those pills. Yeah. Those pills. They're not pills. But
okay.
I don't think he has a steady supply of that anymore anyway. He said no to that.
We've all had to make sacrifices.
That's true. It's a hard life.
It's a hard knock life for us.
It is. On tonight's show, folks, we have a wine, a special wine, that they did not use any color on the label. They just had a black and white printer. That all their wines are just black and white, you know. We've had one of their wines on the show
before.
It's
very modern.
Is it modern?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. The Modernist Project, that's why.
Oh,
it's okay. Like clean lines.
Clean lines. Mm-hmm. Good.
CS is like that too, though, right? Black and white?
It is.
And very...
basic?
Yes.
It's basic.
Very austere.
But CS is not really what I would compare this to. Kung Fu Girl is the...
Kung Fu.
What did I say?
Panda Riesling?
Kung Fu Panda, what? Panda Riesling. I don't think it's Panda. It's Kung Fu Girl Riesling, isn't it?
Kung Fu Girl Riesling.
Yes.
Tonight, it has a panda on the label.
Did it? Or is it a girl?
I don't know. I think it, I know it had like a
band. Wasn't a geisha.
I'll look it up.
She was a geisha. No, she wasn't. Anyway, we have a Charles Smith wine on tonight. And this is their Boom Boom.
It is Kung Fu Girl Riesling.
There you go. Boom Boom Syrah from Washington State. That's correct. Boom Boom, second boom with the exclamation point.
Oh, very nice.
Syrah from Washington State. This normally comes in around $12 somewhere. Yeah. Low teens. I think I got it even cheaper than that because apparently it was making no boom boom and no one was buying it.
Yeah, where'd you find it?
There's no boom boom in the room.
I think it
so
was
on the clearance.
Yeah, I know you were excited to bring it home.
Well, slow down. It was on
you
my
were. You were happy.
It had the dreaded red price tag on there.
Oh, my.
Did not do well. Although I've always been intrigued by this wine. Never enough to spend $13.99, though. Or $14.99. Somewhere in
but
that
like
range.
But like $12.99.
$10.99.
You offered... I'm going to choke.
Oh, jeez.
You offered this as a wine the other night.
I did.
Like a Friday night wine, Scott.
I wasn't serious. But if it's good...
You were kind of.
Semi-serious, possibly.
You know... Mm-hmm. Something different.
He gave me a choice of like four wines, and this was one of them.
Yes, but this was the well, it was always going to end up Tessier. By the way, Tessier or Tessalet, whichever we prefer, not a good second bottle wine because it has alcohol in it, and it gives you a full day and a half hangover.
Day and a half hangover.
Day and a half hangover.
Rob slept basically on the living room floor on the dog bed.
I didn't sleep. I was unconscious. I don't remember how I got to
on the
floor.
Dog bed.
You know, I guess. I've been told this. I'm not going to dispute it. I do remember getting up and going and shutting the garage door and then walking back and saying, that's enough. Sitting down on the couch and passing out back again. So I had enough mental fortitude to go to the garage, shut the door.
You didn't even feel that great when you woke up this morning.
No, I didn't. I did not. I've been taking Tylenol and ibuprofen all day today. But I think today is a sinus headache. It certainly couldn't be still a hangover.
Oh, well, listen, you're doing all this physical labor. There's projects in the Dern household.
Well, there is.
There's projects. And Rob's doing physical labor. So
I am.
That could be part of the issue with the hangover. It hits you particularly hard because...
Yep. You're not drinking enough water.
You're
there
weary.
You go.
Water does feel good.
I should have got you like a Gatorade Zero or something on Sunday. It would have helped. Stuff like that helps when you're really hungover.
You know, though, you know you haven't been drinking enough water when you take a drink of water and you're like, oh, that's so nice.
So refreshing. Yes.
That's probably a bad thing. I feel like I'm basically Bo right now. Where is Bo?
He's back here chewing up a piece of plastic.
He has dog treats over there. Just the whole shelf of dog treats down here. Mm-hmm. Yet... doesn't touch them.
Oh, yeah,
he's
a laying next to an ear, one of those pig ears. Oh. But he's chewing up a plastic bag.
Scott, we open the basement door and he comes galloping down because this is his favorite room. And he dances around looking for his buddy Scott.
Oh,
he's so
very
happy.
Nice.
I know. So, but back to the wine. Charles Smith Wines. Charles Smith started off, I believe, with this wine label, Charles Smith Wines. They did Boom Boom Syrah.
Didn't start off with Charles Smith Wines.
What did he start off with?
He started off with Kay Vintners.
That was his first one?
Yeah.
I thought he used money from selling
no.
this one.
And then the Magnificent Wine Company.
I don't know that one.
And then now he brings you Charles Smith Wines.
But I thought he sold this one, and
I'm
now he does.
I'm just telling you, I'm reading off the paper that you gave me.
Oh.
Something that I was going to say is very smart of Charles Smith. You know how I always rag on Kim Crawford for selling the namesake?
Yes.
Charles Smith was smart in that his first wine company was not named after himself. It was named Kay Vintners.
Yes, but that does quite well, too. You have one bottle, obviously.
I've got a couple different bottles from them.
Do you?
Yep.
Is that the one that's like CS, or is that...
There's a couple different lines of the K series, and I got a couple different the lines.
And it's a Syrah specific winemaker that does some pretty primo stuff. Some of it's not terribly expensive, 30s and 40s.
Some of the higher rated stuff, 60, yeah. 70, 80.
Yeah, yeah. But one thing, just to give you a little background, the wines they have in this portfolio, this Charles Smith wine level, are the Eve Apple Chardonnay. I don't know what the fuck that is. Band of Roses Rosé. Kung Fu Girl Riesling.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yes. Chateau Smith.
This is in the same family? Okay. I'm caught up now.
Chateau Smith Cabernet. The Velvet Devil Merlot, which I've had and actually is a good Merlot. A good cheap Merlot. Very good, actually. And then Boom Boom Syrah. So you have Chardonnay, Rosé, Cabernet, Riesling, Merlot, and Syrah.
I actually picked up the Chateau Smith in my hand to buy and put it back.
You should buy that.
Just recently. It'd
be interesting. It'd be interesting to taste what baby CS tastes like. I'm not even sure if it is baby CS because it's just washed in... general. It's not Columbia. It's not right. Horse Seven Hills. It's nothing like that. But when we come back, folks, we're going to dive into this wine. A deep dive. What? This is like a deep dive into a 3-foot kiddie pool, but still, we're going to dive deep. We're going to get down there.
Is it the blow-up kiddie pool or the hard plastic side kiddie
this
pool?
This is a real pool, but it's the kind that you can do a handstand and not really have to be athletic to do it in the pool. You know, because your feet
that's
are sticking
good
for out. You. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, oh my God.
Day and a half hangover, man.
Yeah. I know. Judgment.
Why don't you go back to Mississippi? Anyway, we'll be right back. It's always fun to make a racist joke. Here, you're the racist, obviously.
Why am I the racist? Because you can't do a handstand in a pool.
No, because you have that haircut here on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. And we're back, folks. So the 2017 Charles Smith Winery, boom, boom, Syrah. And, oh, Jesus, yes. Scott just showed me a picture of Charles Smith and his big hair.
Is he handsome?
He's handsome, a rebel. Man. He's a rebel.
Oh, he looks like...
He looks like the front man for the Melvins, if you...
Oh, I was going to say like a blonde Weird Al Yankovic.
Well, yeah, close enough.
Is that his name?
I can't pronounce it right now either, too, so it's okay. Weird Al Yankovic.
That Yankovic. Sounds right.
Who fuck knows?
We all know it's who you're talking guy. About.
Yes. Well, Charles Smith, their explanation of Boom Boom Syrah. They said Boom Boom exploded on the wine industry in 2007, and this spicy Syrah has been one of Washington State's signature wines ever since. It's a tribute to Charles' first love lost, a woman nicknamed Boom Boom O'Brien.
I just puked. Sorry. What?
Boom Boom O'Brien. I wonder what she was like.
It's been from his rock and roll days.
Boom Boom O'Brien. Jeez.
And also, like, I hope that she's passed away, because wouldn't that be really embarrassing to find out about yourself?
I have a vision.
I mean, I guess if your
what...
name's Boom Boom, you don't care.
Boom Boom.
I'm guessing she was very self-aware.
I don't know. This is also, it's one of the biggest and boldest Syrahs of all time. That's what this is. It's not surprising that wine drinkers everywhere have fallen in love with it. So this is the biggest and boldest Syrah of all time.
Wow.
Boom, boom, O'Brien.
Boom, boom, O'Brien.
Boom, boom. I wonder if she was in roller derby. Boom, boom. Yes. Yeah, Scott. Boom.
If she was in roller derby, I'm guessing she was... the one that they would build the wall for and sling her along the way, because that's yeah. That you need a name like Boom Boom to be that speed skater in the roller derby.
You know what I like on their website? If you go on here, they have snippets of all the reviews this wine got in the past, not the current vintage, but here's the 15, the 14, not the 17, mind you, just those, which is impressive. Now, I do know that they add just a little bit of Viognier to this. It's 96% Syrah, well, at least the 15 was, because, you know, they live in the past. 96% Syrah, 3% Viognier, 1% Grenache, because that matters.
It does.
So over to the Triple B. What are some
There is an article, an old article in the Wine Spectator.
Mm-hmm.
About... From Charles Smith. And he said, Boom Boom was an old girlfriend. Elizabeth Boom Boom O'Brien. She got the name because she looked like a 1950s stripper. Shocking, isn't it?
Boom Boom.
The wine is kind of like that. Round, generous, and overtly sexy.
Well.
I feel like this is very, very much talked up.
Well, I would suggest that his sex life is like this wine. It's very much talked up, probably doesn't meet the expectations that you think it has.
Well, we don't know. We haven't tried this one yet.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
It's supposed to be the biggest and boldest
Syrah
of all time.
Of all time. Also, Boom Boom O'Brien, she never had that nickname. He called her that, and that was one of the pieces of evidence at the restraining hearing. Your Honor.
She's just like a normal person.
This guy calls me Boom Boom O'Brien. Sir, is this true? Look at her.
It's funny.
I mean, it's like, what the fuck? She's like a 50 stripper.
What's that even mean?
I'm imagining it being like a pinup girl.
She's fulsome.
Fulsome.
Buxom.
But then wouldn't you say a pinup
She's
girl,
got
though?
Big
I mean, everybody... I know what pinup girl means, but a 50s stripper.
You know, just to point this out, you know, 15, 20 years ago, that kind of description is overtly creepy. So the fact in modern day, 2020, it's really creepy.
It is.
Just doesn't age well.
Like, at all.
No, not particularly.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that he objectified her, but he objectified her with a nickname.
Mm-hmm.
My name's Boom Boom. No, it's not.
Maybe she liked firecrackers.
I bet she liked the movie Cannonball Run.
All right. Reviews.
Yes.
Tasting panel.
Oh, the tasting panel.
Gave it a 91.
Did they?
What does ABV stand for? Alcohol by volume?
Yes. Here's a question.
It has a 0% alcohol by volume.
I think they missed that. Steve would be shocked.
The tasting panel did not have a quorum that night. So. There's only three of them. They needed five. The only three came to some dude's mom's basement.
Okay. So past vintages, Wine Spectator has given it some 90s. Robert Parker gave it an 88. 10 years ago, Wine and Spirits gave it a 90. But whatever website you pulled this from, it has 3.3 stars.
That's not a lot. That's out of five.
Not a lot.
That's not. That's low.
It's low.
So this spicy Syrah has a strong sense of place. ..
Huh?
Washington State. Explosive aromas, mouthfulling and rich. Total satisfaction guaranteed. Pairs well with saucy barbecue ribs and lamb meatballs.
Saucy. Wow.
The tasting panel's review said fresh, smooth. I like how you put a star here.
Just trying to help you out.
Fresh, smooth, and luscious with blackberry notes and tangy balanced style. The winery describes it as one of the biggest and boldest Syrahs of all time.
They wrote that in the review?
Well, they just copy. They put it in quotes.
That's padding because it's only like a sentence long.
Mm-hmm.
They should have talked about Boom Boom Orion. This is named after a woman with...
You know what sounds delicious? Not just Boom Boom Orion, but the lamb meatballs right now. That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
So we got carry out from Frank Scally the other night. And one of the entrees was veal with wild mushrooms in a brandy reduction.
That sounds lovely. Was that one of those specials?
My Lord. Yeah. Just his spin on, he does the veal all the time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness gracious. Those mushrooms took the sweetness of the brandy.
She's a fine girl.
Of the veal.
She has nothing on Boom Boom O'Brien, though. let's get it. Boom Boom. Let's get into this one.
Oh, God, the lights.
What a fucking creepo. Okay. No, I'm edgy. No, you're just an old fuck with weird hair and talk sex about women.
A lot of money.
Yeah, that too.
It's like a...
The nose is great.
The nose is a Syrah nose.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Briarberry patch with cassis and maybe just a little bit of funk.
Oh, yeah. Maybe a little more than a little bit of funk.
Sure. Yeah.
Maybe a little more than a little more.
It's certainly the spicy... claim that it has, you can smell that in the nose.
A little bit of bonfire as well. Just a whiff.
It's a promising nose.
Yeah.
Slightly. Are you all smelling something like black pepper? I can't tell I've made it up in my mind.
Sure. No, that's part of all that. Yeah. You can pull that out of there, sure.
I always get so nervous when we get a wine that has a great nose. I hope it's promising. Up to the hype.
I know.
I would be surprised if this wine was a sloppy mess. Because the tasting panel, they gave it a 91.
Well, the tasting panel.
They gave Jay Lohr stuff 91.
Just because they didn't have a quorum.
Well, 10 years ago, Wine and Spirits gave it a 90.
When's Ricky getting here, man?
Yeah.
He had to work tonight, man. He has to work the graveyard shift. Damn it, we don't have a quorum. Oh, shit. Just write it up anyway. What's the website say? Boom Boom O'Brien live pictures, man.
We didn't even get a buzz on this. Let's write it up. It has 0% ABV.
If you huff it, man, it's great. The tasting panel.
That voice is really good, but
what?
Creepy as shit, but it's very good.
Yeah, man.
Bo's like totally stopped what he's doing. You know, he's creeped out.
The nose on this wine could give you a buzz, I think.
Don't let it out, man. Hold it in.
I've already had a couple of sips.
Hmm. It's Syrah. Maybe a little smoky Syrah. And then the oak comes in. It was going fine for a while. And then the oak came in. Mm-hmm. And then the oak came in. It's like a creaking door that just starts, oh shit, that boom. It's not awful, but it is.
Well, I would normally when you have oak, you're like, ugh. But this like made my tongue curl up.
Okay. It is a very dry wine. Savory. Very savory. You don't expect the oak given the way the body presents itself in the front palate.
Such a bummer. The oak really is a bummer.
Well, the oak, it's unnecessary, I guess is what I would say. It's not that it's terrible or what? What do you mean?
The pin.
Oh, I'm sorry, pin.
Yeah.
It's just, it's tinsel that isn't necessary and it doesn't necessarily meld. It's not a homogeneous thing.
It's weird because it's, you can't say that it's overly oaked.
No, it's
or
not.
Or that it's oaked improperly. It's, yeah. It's just, and it's not off.
What is it adding though?
Yeah.
It's nothing.
It's just, oh, wine should have oak. There you go. It's like, well, not necessarily. It doesn't necessarily need that. It would be better if it had bombastic fruit in the front palate mm-hmm. to counterbalance that. And it doesn't because it is.
I thought it was going to be a much fuller bodied wine. But the only thing that I think makes it even close to full body is the oak.
That's the I wouldn't call framing, but that's the
and like the
weightiness, yes.
And the bold is the oak. It's not necessarily like I think it's fine until the oak.
I think it's weighty enough for a Syrah. It's certainly not the weightiest Syrah we've ever
it's
had.
It's weighty enough for the price range, sure.
Yeah.
Is it the boldest?
No. It does have a match lit on the back. Maybe that's what that's all about. Because there is a little bit of a...
Oh, smokiness?
Well, no. It's more, well, you would say gunpowder.
Yeah.
It has a bit of a matchstick quotient to it that it's right where that oak is kicking in. It just...
And I wish that oak didn't kick in because it would maybe show more of that part of the minerality.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want them to show that, but see, this is where the Velvet Devil differs from that. The Velvet Devil is just a softer, fruitier wine. It's not sweet, but it's simple, very simple, but it's a little bit more harmonious than this wine is. This wine is fairly simple, really. I mean, the fruit is not all that complex. What do you have? You'd be generous to say red currant. I don't think... that's very generous. Then a stewed prune, maybe?
That's what I would go with. Some type of stewed fruit. Stewed plum, stewed prune.
Verging, getting very close to vegetal because the oak does that, though, to it. It gives that little bit of a curl at the end, which then... makes it taste a little vegetal. Slightly earthy.
But not that South American
not vegetal green pepper.
Green pepper
no.
thing. It's just...
carrots and celery and, you know, vegetable stock, slightly. It's very minute. We've had far more vegetable stockish wines on this one.
That matchstick gunpowder... It's quite nice. There, you kind of have to look for it and focus on it, but it's a nice little subtle feature to this wine.
You know, I think that there might be people out there that are fans of this style. At least it's extremely dry. Your casual, if someone goes out and drinks Blackstone Merlot all the time, they're going to find this to be the most repulsive thing that ever came out of the block. If you drink the Velvet Devil all the time, I don't think you're going to enjoy this at all. People that are really hardcore Syrah drinkers, this has elements of an ugly Syrah you know? One of those gnarly, okay. I think you're going to find Kay Vintners.
It's going to be a big bastard.
It's going to be a big bastard, but it's going to have the same mindset that this wine has. You're going to find that oak is going to be there. But what you can do with Kay Vintners is hold it for 5 to 7 years to mellow all of that. This you can't.
No.
But the mindset is still going to be the same between those two wines. You know? And I can see elements of a more expensive wine, at least framework of where it would have obviously much better fruit, vastly better fruit. But I can see where there are elements of expensive Syrah in there. It's just, it ain't all there. You know, it's just...
Try this again after you've had a piece of that fatty meat.
All right.
There's another piece of
it. Okay. I will eat the fatty meat.
Eat the fatty meat.
It masks it. It'd be better with food. A grilled
food.
A fatty pork chop.
Yep.
With branded, you know. But
and meatballs.
Yeah, but it's got, you know what,
meatballs
though?
With a brandy reduction.
If I have to put things in my mouth to dilute and or mask what this tastes like, that's not necessarily...
That's where I was headed. You know what I would use this for? Cooking like a roast and adding vegetables with it. When you were talking about vegetal flavors in it, that's what I would use this for, almost a cooking wine. I am not a fan at all.
Beef bouillon, something like that. If you could reduce it down a little bit. Yeah, I can see that. I understand why you wouldn't be a fan of it. Like I said, though,
you
it's
you know the
it's
other
so...
thing I've been thinking about and I wrote down for part of my review? So we have this philosophy and theory that if there's an animal on the cover, it's not going to be good.
Yes.
I would like to submit another theory.
What's that?
If there is a wine that is a tribute to someone, it sucks. Everyone that has made a wine as a tribute to their mother, to their kids, blah, 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 it has sucked.
Well, Joseph Carr is a tribute to the dude's father, and his father should come back from the grave and kill him.
And this is dedicated, or whatever, inspired by Boom Boom. And she should come and smack him.
I think she already did. Well, probably pepper spray.
I would like to submit that as a second theory. Tribute wines are going to be disappointing.
I thought you were going to go with, if a wine is named after someone who is akin to a 50s style stripper, that we should be warned by that.
Also that.
Well, that's
that was a given.
That's true.
But I would like to submit that from now on when we're reading about a wine, if we see that it's a tribute to someone, just go ahead and throw it in the trash because we know it's going to be bad.
This wine, though, does remind me. It reminds me of Cali wines from 20 years ago. Well, a lot of these Rhone Ranger kind of stuff where they weren't necessarily all shook out and, you know, they were a little bit rustic. This isn't rustic, but a little rough around the edges and... They were appealing to a small little group of people. Yeah. And sometimes you all agreed that it was good, even though you kind of knew it wasn't. But you know what I mean?
This is a wine, when you said that, this is a wine you could take places and people would lose their mind over because they would feel like it's supposed to be a great wine.
Yeah. But that's where this guy, his originality came
like
from.
Like esoteric kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is a douche.
But,
yeah.
You know, this is not a, I don't think this is bad. It's
no.
just not really good.
Well, I think stylistically it's extremely polarizing. It definitely...
It's Syrah. It is what it is. It's Syrah.
It's Syrah.
You know it's Syrah.
It's just the oak on the finish is a little questionable.
It's just a little much. That's what it really is. It's just...
Maybe they need to drink...
That's not bad oak. It's just a little much for this quality wine.
Well, we've had Cambria, and that's very good Syrah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they make... But that's Santa Barbara. But I think stylistically that's what he goes with in this, and they're trying to make something that's a heavy-handed wine and whatnot, and it is. And I think there are people out there that if they are big oak fans, I'm not sure if there's a lot of those people anymore, but big oak fans might find this to be appealing.
The other thing is, this is never going to be a wine that you give somebody as a gift.
No.
Like, but it is, I feel like this,
Like, I'd give it to a 50s stripper.
It sucks that they named it this because it's always going to be picked up as a joke, you know? And it's going to be like, ha ha, look what I found. Like, that sucks. Make a good wine and put a good label on it. That's stupid.
You know what? This oak comes across like oak sometimes does in Chardonnay.
It really does. You know it's not bad oak. You know it's not a problem. It's not a flaw. It's just sometimes it's too much.
I would like to know the cooperage of this oak. Is it perhaps Americán?
If it is all American oak, it is well done then.
I would almost guess it's American oak. How French could oak. Could you get this from French?
If you used enough of it.
Oh. In my mind it was for sure American.
I think it's a blend probably of American and French.
And probably aged.
A little bit too much. Yeah. Just if it's on there for 10 months, leave it in for 5, then take it out.
Yeah.
Just dial it back.
It's like a cookie that's like a little bit too burnt, where you like want to really, really like it. It's but true. It's like,
It's still a cookie.
Yeah.
And you'll eat it, but you're like, but I wish it wasn't burnt. Mm-hmm. You know, you're like, can I cut off the bottom part?
Yeah,
you're like,
scrape it.
Yeah, it still doesn't work that way.
Why'd they put the walnuts in there?
Well, that's true. Yeah. You're like, yeah, you know. It's just,
yeah. You're like,
it's a steak that is a little undercooked. You're like, I could put it on the grill, but then it'll fuck it up again. I guess I'll just eat it. You're like, it's still beef. I mean, it's fine, but you know, I'll eat it.
Right.
Well, I'll drink this. Right. But
I've drank almost my whole glass.
But I won't, like, enjoy it the whole time. I'll be like,
it is nice and dry.
What's dry? Yeah.
The fruit is what you'd expect. It's not spectacular fruit.
Well, it tastes like Syrah. You're not going to mistake it for anything
That's
else.
That's the best thing about this is the dryness.
It has good varietal character.
Yeah.
I would also argue the nose is the best part.
I'm with you there. That's nice. The best part.
Yeah, the nose is good.
And I feel like we've been on a little bit of a kick where the nose has been so good, and then you drink it and you're like, ugh.
You know, the more this nose opens, it's almost barnyard funk now.
A little bit. Yeah.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it really is.
I mean, it has elements of a Pinot nose, doesn't it? Hey, dumb dog, stop. Bo right now is foraging in the trash can.
He's so hungry. He didn't have nothing. Good boy.
He's not a good boy.
He's his mommy's boy.
He's a mangy boy. Mm-hmm.
He's all puppy.
Oh, he is.
Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm. He's a big puppy, but he's all puppy.
Rangy and
lanky. Dumb.
Chews on everything.
Yes.
Makes stupid decisions 24/7.
Yes, but our children do that too.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, hey, choice A is really stupid. Choice B is normal. Which are you going to A.
I don't know when that stops.
I'll give you $1,000,000 if you choose B. A.
It is.
I was trying to put Henry in the shower tonight. He's like, turn your back. I don't want you to see me naked. Fine. Your back's not turned. Yes, it is. No, you're going to look at me naked. I went, I need a telescope.
Stop.
Pulled his underwear down and threw him in the shower. Finally, I was like, there you go, dummy. I was like, I'm not going to do this all night with you. I'm just not.
Yeah.
You know?
He was a lot.
Yeah. He lost. Let's just say that. This is what losing is like.
Sounds like it was a long day for Henry.
It was. We have the Ring doorbell, and I saw at work that someone was at our front door, so I just opened up the app, and there was Henry. And I'm like, why is he outside? So I start talking to him, saying, I can see you. I'm behind you. And he was hiding behind the pillar. Mm-hmm. Because you can't see me now.
He was hiding behind the pillar, and I was watching him from the dining room window. Yes, he was so pissed.
Yeah, he didn't know where I was. And
Is after he locked me out of the house earlier today.
Wait, what?
And also just let Bo loose. Both of those things happened separately. He just was, he had a day. What did you say to him over the ring?
I said, this is neighbor watching you.
Hello, neighbors.
This is, yeah. And I was like, I'm behind the van. I don't see you. Then he finally figured out it was the damn ring. But, you know, I was also using a funny voice. Henry.
That's funny.
I see you.
He deserved every bit of that.
Yeah, he's terrified.
Why did he let the dog go?
Because he's a dumbass. Who knows?
It was, again, you can have option A or option B.
Yeah.
Do you think he purposely let the dog out, or it's just something that happened?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Dick.
I have a good potpourri.
Good.
At least I think good potpourri.
Oh. It's got to be better than three things. So we're going to take a break, folks, and be right back with Becky's potpourri idea here on The Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So on tonight's potpourri, we have a wonderful segment that Becky has just planned out very efficiently. And she's going to tell us about what it is right now.
Yep. So at my work sometimes, we play these games where Rob hates them. Oh, but they're basically for $1 million, would you do this? So we've done like, for $1 million, would you only walk to work? You're not allowed to drive anymore. You always have to walk. Like, just things like that.
So, does three things sound better?
So, we play that game truly all the time.
Yes.
No, and Rob, you're...
Yeah. In my game we play Never Have I Ever.
No,
we
don't. So, one of the questions that my friend proposed to me today was... So, we're all decent college sports fans. So you are never allowed to watch a college sports game again, but your team would win national championships very regularly in any sports that you cared about, any and all sports you cared about. The other thing is you would not be able to tell anyone that you were the reason why they were winning. So you wouldn't be able to watch, and you wouldn't be able to tell anyone that you're the reason why. But they would win, like, a basketball championship every 2 or 3 years, football every couple of years, like.
This is bordering on hocus pocus.
So it's like a Michigan fan, although they don't do the winning.
They don't do the winning.
Yes. You just don't watch them.
I don't think they got the $1 million either.
No, they don't.
So wait, so where does the $1 million come in?
That's just the theme of our questions. You don't get any money.
What?
What?
No money. Well, but your team would win very regularly.
I see. So you can't watch them anymore, but they win all the time.
So how much money, though, are you getting?
None.
No money.
No money.
But what?
No money.
Why did they ask you that question? Because you would do that if you thought that was the reason why they would win or lose.
I for sure would. I do it anyways.
I know
what
you mean. Do.
What?
I'm a psychopath about sports, and if I feel like I am not bringing my team luck, I won't watch them.
Now, let's be fair. Don't to sell be yourself fair, short. To be fair. It has nothing to do to with sports. Fair.
What do you mean? I'm just a psychopath. That's fair. Mm-hmm. Louisville beat Duke this year, and I taped it. I couldn't watch it for how long? Probably a month.
I
sat in one spot on the very edge of our bed and didn't move. The game was on, but I couldn't look at it.
Okay.
Do you remember that? And then I finally was able to DVR it and rewatch it.
No.
I think you should get $1 million for that behavior.
Yes, $1 million.
So if you were paid $1 million, you would do it?
What?
You would never watch a college sport game, sporting event.
Somebody have
for $1 million?
Yeah.
Somebody have $1 million? Can I count it? They have it right now?
Easy.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay, here's another one that she asked.
Easy.
Me.
I'd watch every high school game there was until
Sunday. Well, there's
Sunday
also
games.
Pro.
There's also pro. Yeah. It's easy.
You can also listen to it on the radio.
Oh!
No, that was part of her thing. You couldn't watch it on TV.
You
on
did
radio.
Not qualify that, so I am cheating.
No, you're out.
Yeah, you're out.
To be
so
fair.
So here's the other thing. She said, what was the other one? Oh, would you not watch your team for $10,000 a week?
What?
Easy.
I know.
In
I
March,
was,
yeah.
I'd find another team, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I was also like, basketball season is so long. Like, I could easily retire. I think I figured it out. It's like 22 or 23 weeks a year.
Sounds about right.
So it'd be like $230,000 a year. Yes, I could give up college basketball.
You're telling me I can no longer watch the Charlotte Hornets play basketball? Damn it. They're my favorite team.
Speaking of favorites.
The Tennessee Titans?
The COVID brings about unusual observations.
No, it doesn't.
There's a gentleman in our neighborhood. He's a power walker.
He's a paddle walker?
Power.
Oh, power walker.
He's a power walker.
I didn't know what a paddle walker was. Doesn't sound good.
Power walks.
He paddles himself.
He power walks with his weights in his hands, and he's pumping his little arms. he's got his racing shoes on.
Does he?
But for the last week straight, he's worn a Miami Dolphins jersey customized for Dante Culpepper.
Where the fuck did you get that? How long did Dante Culpepper play for the Miami
Dolphins? I don't know that he did play for
the
Dolphins.
Well, he did. He was on there, too. He just didn't, like 6 months. Okay, this is the thing. Apparently, he must have been a Dante Culpepper fan.
Well, I'm not done with it. Yes. Yeah, apparently.
Which is strange enough as it is.
Or maybe he just likes the jersey.
He likes to watch fat guys play quarterback. Was he also a Jared Lorenz fan?
Here's the...
But Jared Lorenz, he passed away. I don't know if that's
Lorenzen.
A good joke. But whatever his name is, I don't think that's a good joke to make.
I don't think you were making a joke.
I was making an observation.
You're just obscure quarterbacks, that's all. So it's
obscure heavy quarterbacks.
But so today...
I mean, by the way, Ben is not too much further away than that. Yeah.
The Culpepper fan, he was dedicated. He was out in the rain running.
Was he?
But he had a fisherman's hat to his wardrobe.
A fisherman's hat with his weights? Is it shaker weights?
There's a shaker weight in our house, by the way.
You know what that looks like, right, when you use that, right?
I don't use it.
You're like...
No, I think he's using probably like 6 or 8 pounds weights.
What a strong man.
He's a strong man.
A Dante Culpepper Miami Dolphin. Why would you? I mean, I would frame that for one thing, but you know. What number was it? 16?
Eight.
Wow. You could also just take off Culpepper and he could be a Chad Henne Miami Dolphins jersey. I mean, back when he played for the Dolphins, I think he was number 8. I think.
Wow.
He's third string, but you know.
Let's go back to the... Would I, could I?
What?
What if...
Oh, Becky asked for a refill, by the way.
Oh, did she?
She did.
I asked for a half an
hour. And I gave her this much, and she drank it down
that
quickly.
Okay.
She's just very thirsty.
She said, open the hatch!
Mm-hmm. That's what happened.
Yeah, kind
of. All of our listeners know that to be true.
It was, you know, same difference. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Scott. Becky was rude and interrupting you. Go ahead.
What if you gave up beef
for $1 million?
For $1 million.
Done.
It'd be hard.
Rob couldn't do it.
No, couldn't do it.
It'd be difficult.
$1 million is also, we've talked about this at work, is a really sweet spot for me because that would pay for the boys to go to college. Like,
maybe,
adjusted for, you know.
Maybe.
So,
hopefully.
I feel like that amount, like when you tie it to something really tangible like that, you're like, oh, dang, okay. Envisioning that in your future.
Does that include veal?
See, no. You could eat a lot of veal, lamb, pork.
Veal is a cow product, so I would say no.
No, it's not beef. It's a calf.
It's beef Baby is calf. Beef. Beef is beef.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I would say no veal.
They had full veal chops at the Pataskla Meats. I know. I was going to buy them, but then I realized Becky finds that objectionable, so I did not.
Why? They're not raising...
Well, somebody did.
But that veal is being raised.
To die of natural causes?
Properly. It's not factory farm veal that are inappropriately tortured and blah, 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 blah,
blah. But did the calves commit suicide? Is that what they
killed.
Did? Okay.
Just like the cow is.
Yes, it comes to a dark end. That's what Becky doesn't like, them killing baby cows.
Well, No.
We can't go into it too much because I could become a vegetarian at a drop of a hat.
Maybe someone sneak up behind him and just choke him out, go shh, and that's it?
Yeah.
No, but...
A Jim Jones situation, they're giving him a Kool-Aid?
Rob does, but I could become a vegetarian and not care about it.
The issue with veal is that they're in the factory farm veal industry.
Well, that's not
humanely
treated. No, that's your problem with veal. Becky has another problem with veal.
What I don't understand.
It's a baby cow. It's a baby. It's little. It's like, would you kill and eat a puppy? No, you wouldn't. Would you do that to a kitten? No, you wouldn't. So she doesn't think you should do that to a baby cow. Or, right?
But do you eat baby spinach?
That's a plant, not an animal.
But it's the same concept. It's tasty. It tastes good.
I would actually, first of all, I'm not on Becky's bandwagon, but that's the dumbest fucking comparison I've ever heard. Would you eat a baby plant?
Do you like baby spinach? Because it's the same concept.
No, it's not the same concept.
Yes.
Is it?
Do we like baby spinach because it's tender?
Does spinach go moo? It does not.
Well,
does it walk around? It does not. It grows back. The calf ain't.
When they
hit it over the head with a baseball bat.
It's like a circle of life.
It's a circle of life. Mm-hmm. There's no fucking lion taking down the cow.
I wish this was a poll that we could instantly take with our listeners.
What?
Which side you're on.
Well, I don't think anybody's on Scott's side.
Roach.
Do you eat vegetables? It's the same thing. No, that's the whole point of the veganism thing.
No, there's some people that do that... thing where they only eat stuff that's like fallen to the ground.
What?
They don't pick
hobos.
No, it's like Scott's argument about baby spinach. They don't pick and kill anything. They only eat things that have fallen to the ground.
You know what those people need though? They need to be whipped with someone's belt.
I want to do that. I'm just saying those people support Scott's argument.
What?
They need to be beaten with wiffle ball bats. Being that fucking stupid.
That we eat young cows because
that's not a comparison, Scott.
Just like
young
spinaches.
Do you use toothpaste?
Do you use toothpaste?
Do you wash your face? It's the same comparison.
It is. No, I didn't know this.
I love that I brought that up about vegetarians that only eat stuff that fall to the ground, and Scott's like, that's stupid.
Do you walk on your feet?
But they're not, but so if an animal dies, will they eat the animal that falls to the ground?
Do you watch samurai movies?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I don't think you want to eat a rotting corpse of an animal.
Well, listen, if you only eat stuff that falls to the ground, you don't have that many choices.
The squirrel, if the squirrel jumps out of the tree and lands on the ground, do you kill the squirrel then? Or does it have to just like fall?
I don't need any reasons to kill fucking squirrels. I hate goddamn squirrels.
It's a type of fruitarian.
Fruitarian? Who? Oh. And that's a type of interference.
Some of them, they only eat fruit that has fallen from the plant. Others will eat any part of a plant that will not harm the plant if removed. There you go.
They're not very healthy people, mind you. I mean, they have many, 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 many vitamin deficiencies.
I just don't know how, like, how would you verify that?
You wouldn't.
And then how would you do anything but just look for food all the time?
Yes. Keto, you just look for a cow.
It's simple.
That's right. Or a pig. Bacon.
Olives.
Olives, yeah.
Cheese.
Yes. Yes. Do you use candles in your home? It's the same difference.
It is. Yes. I didn't know this. So you won't eat veal at all?
Did you?
No.
Watch Mr. Robertson's Neighborhood as a child?
No, I don't eat
Robertson?
Veal.
Yes, Robertson.
So, Scott.
So I did. So my veal reference was, I didn't know you didn't eat veal. I didn't know this. This is new.
Pretty interesting. Probably Rob and I's like fourth date. I met his entire family at Scally's. Ooh. And Carol, his step-grandma, was like, oh, I know what Rob's going to order. He'll definitely get the veal. And Rob announced to his whole family, again, first time they've ever met me, Becky doesn't let me eat veal.
That's true. But up until the point of when they give the calf a brutal death, they treat it humanely.
It's not a brutal death.
It's a brutal death.
They don't treat them humanely. They keep them in cages so they can't bump
no,
them.
No, no,
oh, no. They're only not the veal not, that I eat are...
Not all...
Have a wonderful green meadow to prance in.
There's a trend in animal husbandry.
Yes.
That veal are treated properly.
Yes. Treated wonderfully. Then we hit them with a baseball bat.
Usually slit their throat.
And then we stun them with the baseball bat. Stop. Then slit their throat.
Stop.
In the green fields. Birds are chirping.
I'm literally never going to be on the show again.
It's so peaceful. It's a humane way to die. Well, folks, we're going to take a break and come right back here on the Wine Vault.
Hey, everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back.
And we're back, folks. If I can hold it together.
I don't think you can.
Yeah, never.
Charles Smith Winery. Boom, boom, O'Brien, Syrah. Do you?
Valvoline oil change. It's the same thing.
Yes. Scott, Mr. Equivalency. Is such? Do you have any more things to provide us? Some more wisdom that we never thought of? No, I didn't think so. So we're going to go around the room and get a review of this one. I'm not going to give you a chance to talk. You've already spoke too much.
Scott doesn't get to give a review.
He can give his numerical score, but that you're going to compare this wine to something that I drank this wine and it
Baby
reminded
Kale.
Me of go-karts. Do you drive a car? It's the same thing.
Okay. So my review.
Yes.
I'm giving this an 86.
Ooh, an 86 of your points.
My range would be an... Taste it now. My range would be an 86 to an 87.
Normally, Becky, when someone has the look that you just said on your face and said, taste it now, that's not an 86 to 87. That's... 74 to 70.
Taste it now.
You're like, taste it now.
I feel like it's deteriorated.
What the hell would I want to taste it now for? Actually, it's deteriorated in the best way because the oak has fallen off a little bit.
Well, okay. No, but then it comes back. Yeah.
There it is.
Do that again. Mm-hmm. That's almost really good.
It is. It's like you pushed a button on the computer, isn't it? But it was.
I'm like a zany.
Zany.
Color guy.
Oh, you're zany.
Yes. Tell us more about the calves, how they're treated so nicely.
I would say it tastes like a Syrah. You would know it's a Syrah. The nose is great.
Yes.
The oak is disappointing. If this were oaked normally, I would love to taste it.
Mm.
Because I think then you could have something really fun. And I could maybe see where some of that boldness comes from, but it's so overpowered by the oak. I said that about the roast, something like that. It's medium bodied. I think it's way, way, way too hyped. Honestly, I feel like this wine, I wrote down that it's a little bit trashy because it's like the label, the name, who it's named after, the oaking at the end. It's all like a little trashy. I'm not here for it. Don't recommend.
Charles Smith shared his first, his heart was trampled by Boom Boom. And all we want to do is draw on this sexual innuendo in reference to a 50s stripper.
He made the innuendo.
So well, he may have made a mistake in doing that, but his heart was still trampled.
Scott a point for saying that with a straight face.
He said a lot of things tonight that he gets a point for saying with a straight face.
Baby spinach.
I do think that the nose
oil change
is above and beyond the best part. And I do want us to start, if we find out a wine is a tribute wine, I think it's the same thing as the animal on the label, for sure.
Isn't Love Block a tribute to Kim Crawford?
No. Don't you dare ever say that to me again. But yeah, I would not buy this. Would not recommend.
Mm. Even an 86.
Yeah.
I think this wine is perfectly fine. And it's not fine. It's perfectly fine. It's good.
You're saying it's not F-I-N-E fine.
It's not just fine. It's fine. It's good. It's not great.
Are you saying it's fine? Or are you saying it's fine?
I'm saying it's fine. It's between.
It's a little bit between. It's fine and it's fine.
It's good. It's not great. It's not
so
even close to great.
Here's the other thing.
On the good scale, it's middle of the road on the good scale. Maybe on the low end of the good scale.
I would almost compare this to like, I'm even trying to think of a beer. I would compare it to like kind of a crappy beer.
This is Leinenkugel's. It's a craft beer, but is it?
No, Leinenkugel's.
I like Leinenkugel's better. I like this.
Yes, that's what I was going to say too.
You would.
Depending on which one it is. I'm cool. Make some good beers.
It's an amber bock.
That's what the Leinenkugel amber bock. Yeah. Oh, that's
I don't know if they call it amber
bock. I would maybe compare it to like a Bud Light margarita.
No,
It's better than that.
No, it's an amber bock. Maybe Mick amber bock. It's like this is a dark beer, is it?
No.
I don't think it is. Yeah, it is.
That's a good compare.
They still make
call.
That amber bock.
Probably. They never stop making a product.
Why do they make Michelob? I would drink Michelob simply because it's Michelob and nobody else drinks it. What did I? Craig and I one time we were someplace and we got a thing of no, it was Greg and I. Schlitz. Was it Schlitz? No, Stroh's.
Oh, Stroh's.
Boy, about Stroh's.
Stroh's is kind of an in beer again. It's not quite as in as Pabst, but you. In the hipster crowd, you'll see some Stroh's.
Stroh's is very sweet.
Yes, it's a sweet beer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But what beer would I compare this to? I like Leinenkugel better than I like this.
Yeah, same.
Well, I know you do. You there's summer shandy. You're all about that.
Yeah, particularly the orange.
That's why I said the Bud Light margarita, because it's like a little bit of like a trashy drink, and this to me is a trashy drink.
Well, Scott's all about that. What's your numerical score?
So I'm similar place to Becky, but I think I'm gonna bump it up to the 80. No, I'm going 86. I was gonna go 87, but it's 86. It's fine. I think this wine has its place.
80. You almost were at an 87.
I was almost at an 87, but I'm gonna go 86. I think it has its place. I think it's It's Syrah. You know it's Syrah. It's true to the variety. It's dry.
Have you had a sweet Syrah recently?
No.
Okay.
It's dry. This isn't extremely dry. For a $13 bottle of wine.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they didn't doll it up. They didn't
treat it. It could be worse.
Yeah. Nothing necessarily wrong with it either.
Minus the oak.
Which is fading a little bit right now.
It really is. I would give this another shot.
I know you would.
I would.
But you don't care.
You better never buy this again.
I wasn't planning on it. I might buy the Velvet Devil.
Okay.
But not this.
We can drink through the whole line. I would buy it again.
Why?
Well, we already had Kung Fu and you've had...
Kung Fu Girl, we really liked.
Yeah, it was nice. And you've had Velvet, whatever it's called, and we've had this. We might as well.
There's a look of disdain on the wine.
I know. No, I'm just not sure you're serious.
You're the one that bought this. Don't judge me.
I bought it for the show. You mean on the show?
Yes.
You want to have a rosé and a chardonnay from Charles Smith Winery?
I mean, I don't like rosé.
To be fair, you asked your wife to have this on a Friday night.
You did.
I don't remember that. I think I was just trying to steer you to what I wanted to drink.
Yeah, you just wanted to have Tessier.
I didn't have Tessier. I had Clos du Bois Alexander Valley Cabernet, which I like quite a bit. Much more than this. And I will provide this wine, 85 of my points.
Oh.
It has varietal character. You know it's Syrah. There you go. No, it doesn't really go beyond that. This is a standard Syrah. I mean, it's a fine Syrah, but then again, there's plenty of room for 85s in this world.
Yeah.
You want something that tastes like Syrah that has a bit of an oak kick, at least until it fades.
I think we're underselling.
You can check it out.
In our reviews, none of us mentioned terrible. The nose was such a good nose.
No, if you're a Syrah fan and you want a cheap Syrah just to knock around, I don't know. I've not met anybody that says I'm a big fan of Syrahs. But I like Syrahs, but I like European Syrahs. But if you like that stuff, this is something to try on a budget. I mean, it's a budget. I bought this for $10. So if you see it cheap and you like Syrahs, give it a whirl. But I don't know of many people out there that like Syrahs.
Well,
they like Pinots, they like Merlots, they like Zins, they like Cabs. I like Syrahs, but I like other Syrahs besides this.
Yeah.
And Syrahs normally we're drinking, they're French, and so they're going to have Grenache, they're going to have Mourvèdre, they're going to have some other components to it and add more dimension. Or we drink Petite Syrahs. Remember, this is a long time ago, Scott, we did a night of Syrah, and one of them we did was Klein. And that was shit.
Oh my God. Because
it was overtly acidic. So this is much better than that.
This is, for what it is,
it's fine.
It's relatively well done for what it is.
It's just not all that exciting, I guess is what it is.
It's true, but yeah. It can't be easy to make a budget Syrah.
Probably not. No, it couldn't be. And you know what, though? This has winks and nods to something that is more expensive. It does.
The little hints of minerality we got, we called it matchstick, gunpowder. Yeah. It was kind of nice. That's what, that in the nose is what made me think 87, but... It's an 86. It's just not, it's like you said, it's just kind of, it's not really meh. It's not meh.
That's because you never say a Syrah was meh.
But it's not exciting either.
No, it's not. And that's the biggest failing this wine has.
It's boring.
It is dull.
We didn't say that. We find this drinkable. Most people probably wouldn't.
No, they wouldn't, and they'd be off put by the slight minerality / oak. I mean, they'd be put off by that.
Yep.
So, you know, that's why...
It's what it is.
When you talk about recommending it, you're like, well, how many people would like it? So why am I going to recommend something that I don't think you'd like? Something that... Would I buy it again? No.
You know what else is like veal? Valvoline oil change.
Yeah, I already made that joke.
No. Valvoline.
Do you like pencil erasers? It's the same thing. God. I just like that. It's humane.
No.
I mean, dude, what the hell,
they're
going
to die.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're going to die.
But they're raised humanely.
They're raised not humanely.
Factory farm.
But you understand, there's a raising and then there's a cutoff point where they're fucking getting decapitated by a goddamn.
If you're getting them at Pataskala Meats, they're not factory farm raised.
Well, Scott, but yeah, cows. I don't. Okay, they're not raised in a factory. Fine. They're raised in a little farm. But there's bloodletting.
Yeah, so is there with the cow.
Yeah, but that's
so
not the
is
point.
There with the pig.
But it's a calf. That's what Becky has the objection about.
Okay, all right. But that's the issue of
it's a little baby
proper animal husbandry. Well, little babies are 60, 75 pounds.
Yeah, but they're still getting knifed. You know.
Well,
proper animal husbandry. Just so people understand that is the raising of animals, not bestiality. Scott might confuse you a little bit. Yes, Becky came back down. She heard me use the term bestiality.
Well,
and then she's left again. But that's okay.
Do you want me to leave Bo with you?
Sure.
Okay. He just went out.
That's good.
I know he had to be.
So, folks, we have an 85, two 86s. Scott, who really enjoys animals in a dirty way. And so, for Rub the Wine Guy, Triple B, and Scott, the unlicensed tax
engineer. Don't forget Bo.
Bo. Yeah. The Wonder Dog. We're going to bid you adieu.
Adieu.
And I know my pillow will smell of dog later. Here on the Wine Vault. Good night.